So after Aaron has a rough game, and he hasn't had a whole lot of them, obviously, but what's he like to work with the next week?
No, I think he's fine to work with. I mean, it doesn't change his approach during the course of the week. He obviously would like to play as well as he can each game, and he spends the week trying to get in a position to do that.
I guess I'm curious, is he more serious? Is there even a deeper focus than usual, anything along those lines, or is it just kind of the same old?
No, he always has great focus, but he also has a lot of fun with the players. And, you play a game, you watch the film, try to figure out what went right, what went wrong, make corrections, and then you work on them during the course of the next week, but you don't change your personality.
Tom, Mike said the other day that he wants to give his running back some more opportunities. You know, I'm sure as a game planner, play caller, or whatever, you go into a game thinking this is the way you'd like to do it. How difficult is it to stick with that? You know, what you talked about during the week when things change during the course of the game.
Well, obviously each game is different. You go into each game with a plan. Sometimes that carries over week to week. But it obviously the game dictates what might happen. For example, the first game, we didn't have a lot of plays in the first half. Our defense was on the field a lot in the first half. It was very hot, so we tried to control the ball more in the second half to help them out. You know, we got some long drives, and they got some rest, and that paid dividends at the end of the game. So things like that happen. You may have a game where, like last week, we were backed up in our own end a couple times, and I think three times, and that affects what you do. So you have to just see what's happening during the course of the game. Try to stick with your game plan as much as possible, but obviously you might have to make adjustments depending on how it goes.
Tom, Mike's made some comments this week about wanting to do better winning the field position battle. How much do you think the field position has had a negative impact on what the offense has been able to do?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, you're going to have games where you get the ball deep in your own end. And, we've had them in the past where we've gotten the ball inside the 10 and we've gone the length of the field for a touchdown. That's always the mindset, is to each drive you have, try to score points. Ideally, you'd like to get touchdowns, but you'd like to get some points. You recognize that's not always going to happen, but that's the goal. That's the mindset. And, we're just trying to – each guy's trying to improve his performance so that the performance of the offense collectively gets better, and we drive the ball down the field and score points. That's what we're trying to do.
Tom, I mentioned this to Edgar a minute ago. When we talked to Aaron at his locker on Wednesday,
discomfort with everybody of asking him kind of tough questions about his own performance, because – none of us have done that a lot. You know him better than anybody in the building. What is it like for you and for Edgar and for Mike? What are the conversations like? I don't want the specifics, but maybe the tone of talking to him when he's not playing as well as you guys are accustomed to and have expected him to play. What are those conversations?
Well, the tone is always the same. It's kind of like what I said earlier. Play a game on Sunday or whenever the day of the game is, and then you come in the next day and the coaches review it and make their critique, and then you watch it with the players and you point out what you saw and what you did right and what the player did wrong, and maybe you get some feedback that you can't tell from the film. You say, well, maybe there are some communication issues that happened. I'm just talking generally, but you watch the film, critique it, make the corrections with the players, discuss what the corrections are, and hopefully at the end of the day on Monday you put it to bed and you get ready for the next opponent. And, that's the tone and that's the approach, whether a player has had a great game or a poor game.
I guess my question is, there's a lot of people on the outside of the building who have offered more than a few opinions on how he's playing. How do you feel about it inside the building. Is there any concern level at all, or do you feel...
How do we feel about people outside the building making comments?
No, I know how many people feel about that. I don't know how you feel about the way
Aaron's playing. I mean, statistically, it's
Aaron Rodgers is a great player. We have great confidence in him, and he wants to play well, and he's going to do what he needs to do to make that happen.
You've seen this offense score a lot of points over the years. What is there... a thing or two that, you know, the bigger things that you can put your finger on that we have to do, you know, X, Y, and Z better to get back to where you guys are used to being?
It's kind of like what I said before. Each player has to improve week to week. And if each player plays a little better, then the offense in general will play better. And it's a process. It's the beginning of the year. We've only played two games. That's not an excuse. That's a fact. We know we can play better, and we're trying to do that. But it's each player has to execute his assignment on each play, and has to do his job for the team to do well. And that's what we're trying to accomplish.